The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to Michigan farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website at michiganmediates.org. How the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program helps Michigan farmers facing divorce. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, divorce can be a very difficult thing to go through, especially if you're a farmer. Joining me now is Jackie Hallberg, Executive Director of Mediation and Restorative Services based out of Muskegon, serving the Western Michigan area. And Jackie, when it comes to divorce, what options and services are available for Michigan farmers through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program?
Divorce is tough for everybody. There's emotions, there's financial concerns, depending on if your children are underage or if they're grown, there's different things that are involved. So divorce is tough anyways. And then when you throw into having a business as a farm, and generally, not always, but both of the partners are usually business partners as well. And so trying to coordinate the divorce process in terms of all the business areas with the farms and what time of year the farm is producing the most money and all the different things that add up to it. The ag program through the state of Michigan is amazing because any community in the entire state of Michigan qualifies for this if you're a farmer and you have a need to have somebody that's neutral in that room to help organize your thoughts to see what is the best and most fair situation for you and your partner and your family and possibly the legacy of the farm.
And Jackie, going through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program can save Michigan farmers a significant amount of money.
Absolutely. Almost every case that goes through the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program is free of charge. Now, you can still have an attorney present. Our mediators are available to mediate divorce cases and business dissolutions or separations with attorneys present or without them present. So not only are we talking saving a ton of money, we are talking about saving a ton of time. Going through traditional court systems can really have a delay depending on if your attorneys are going to ask for chances to move it back and get more information. And when your attorneys just speak for yourself during a mediation, you may not be able to deal with some of the emotion that comes up, or you may not feel like your voice was heard. And mediation really gives that opportunity to voice the concerns, to focus on what is the best end of the marriage and the business partnership, if that is a plan for both parties.
Once again, Jackie Hallberg, Executive Director of Mediation and Restorative Services in Muskegon, Michigan. For more information about the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program and how it can help you if you're going through a divorce, visit michiganmediates.org.
Showers and thunderstorms working their way through the state here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. We've got one area of disturbed weather this morning trying to sweep through southern parts of lower Michigan. There's a secondary wave that wants to come through overnight tonight and through tomorrow, and that wave blossoms into an entire frontal boundary passage that puts down significant rain over all of Michigan. So this morning, we probably are going to be picking up at least another half an inch of moisture, depending on where you're at, but coverage only about 60%. Overnight tonight through tomorrow, that's where we can see anywhere from a quarter to one full inch of precipitation, 100% coverage across the state of Michigan. So nice rains there, but it's all gone by Sunday morning, and we put together a partly sunny Sunday, pleasant with lower temperatures and slightly lower humidity, and that pleasant weather pattern continues into the start of next week, Monday and Tuesday, although temperatures are creeping higher. Now, once we get into Tuesday night, we start to see a little bit more hit and miss heat-based instability, and so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm going to allow for pop-up showers and thunderstorms all the way through that period. Daily coverage around 60%. I think we follow it up, though, with a dry weekend. The 19th and 20th both looking very, very nice right now. The week of the 21st starts off with a little bit of moisture, but then we got dry down for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of that week all across the Great Lakes region. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking to upgrade your existing machinery with the latest technology? Then ask any Burnups equipment dealer in Michigan and Indiana about Ag Leader, the pioneer in precision agriculture. From harvesting, managing, planting, steering, and sinking, Ag Leader offers a variety of precision farming products to improve your farm's productivity and efficiency across every season. Contact Burnups Equipment, your local Ag Leader dealer, at 269-273-3253 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Joining us now, my good friends Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. As they look back on Thursday's grain markets, they spoke of the close of trade on Thursday.
USDA at noon Eastern on Wednesday has the July supply and demand update, and the markets seem to be finally positioned for that. Throughout the Thursday trading session, Carl, very little movement in corn and beans, although wheat did try to scrape back some of what's been lost here in recent sessions, but quiet in corn and beans overall.
Yeah, just a full day of positioning. Really, we did have plenty of friendly fundamental news came out today in the export sales numbers, especially for corn, well above the range of trade estimates. And then we had another flash sale of 110,000 metric tons of corn on top of it. Soybeans really didn't gain too much out of the export sales. A little bit of concern in that soy complex over what may happen with the palm oil imports. Starting to pay a little more attention to that. Weather really kind of weighed on trade today as well. Not a lot of major crop stress being seen, although we are seeing more pockets of concern develop. Like you said, Andy, a lot of positioning for tomorrow's reports. We will get those out of the way at noon Eastern time.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, September corn unchanged at 399 and a quarter. December corn a penny higher at 416 and a half. August soybeans gaining 3.5 cents at 1012 and a half. September beans 4.75 higher at 1002 and a quarter. And September wheat climbing 7.5 to 554 and a half. October live cattle dropping 27 cents to 217.07. And August lean hogs a buck lower at 106.22. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.